I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else. Or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
We can do it now or we can do it later.
What?
You want to leave the studio because you're too uncomfortable.
Oh my God.
If you want to leave the studio because you're too uncomfortable, but you can't.
You love cornering people into these.
I'm not. I'm saying you can leave the studio if this is going to make you. This isn't even your turn, but you can't throw out this kind of mystery for Mo and I. Just dangle it.
I'm invested.
And then just let it go.
It's not even that interesting.
You made it interesting.
Right.
Yes, you set this up.
See, I'm good at this. I'm a good tease.
But then when you're called out on your tease, you can't go like, why are you interested? So you said that if this is going to make you uncomfortable, then Cassie will do your dirty work.
I'll do it. I can be an adult about this, kind of.
Should I give out the kid warning here real quick?
I don't even think that this is... Cassie, I don't feel like this is a kid warning.
They won't know what it means.
They won't know what it means.
Why are you so uncomfortable then?
I don't know.
What is going on?
Just to set the tone here, and give you some peeks inside of the studio. While commercials are playing or songs are playing, we don't listen to the stations that we're on. We have no idea. So what I do is I come in the morning. Usually, these guys kind of like silence in the studio, don't you?
I like the music.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I don't like the silence. I mean, I don't like a lot of talking, but I don't want dead silence.
The silence in here absolutely just makes me tired. So I always come in the morning and pick somebody just to play. It's off the top of my head. I don't spend a lot of time thinking about it. Could be random. Like this weekend, I was listening to Green Day on the way back from SCAD. So first thing Monday morning, I put Green Day on. I don't put a lot of thought into it. But I'm pretty much responsible for these studio songs. I'm the DJ every morning, right? So this morning, I was just tired, and I couldn't come up with anything. And I said, Abby, can you hit us with an artist this morning that we can play in studio with some bangers? And I said, Taylor Swift is not on the table. So she gave us Britney Spears, which lasted for 36 minutes.
Yep.
But we got a four-hour show. Okay. So you came back in and I said, hey, can you give me another artist here? And she piqued our interest this morning by telling us that Taylor has a song about dancing with herself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
All right, and we let it go for 2 hours. So when I came back and asked her about it, you got sheepish.
I'm talking to my boss about playing piano alone. It's a little uncomfortable.
But it's not you talking about you doing it with you.
Yeah, but
we're talking about Taylor Swift, which is unfathomable to me.
Which makes me even more uncomfortable.
I didn't know she got into that bag.
I know, right?
She has, so then I started saying that she has a lot of songs that Swifties put into a specific category, and we call it the specific type of song. And then you asked me, what is it?
Of course.
And yes. I'm already deeply uncomfortable, and I'm like, anything.
So that's why I offered, like, if you're uncomfortable talking about this, take off from the studio for a couple of minutes. And you've already texted the phrase to Cassie, who's uncomfortable about nothing. and would be glad to present it.
So I'll just say it because I get, this is my job and I don't want to cop out on my job.
This has been so dramatized. Do you remember a couple of breaks ago, Bert, where you told us about the fast food restaurants that were being shut down and you gave us the one, you're like, you're going to react. And we were all like, oh, okay.
That was Krispy Kreme. Yeah. Tommy almost had a heart attack.
This is what's about to happen. She is going to tell you what it's called and you're going to be like, oh,
yeah.
You're so hyped up.
You're literally going to go, wah, wah. It's really not that interesting. But saying the word, for some reason, uttering the word makes me so uncomfortable. It's just not a term really used in like everyday language, especially when you're talking about like spicy time. No one's using this word.
She's still trying to buy time. She's still beating around.
Listen, we got 60 seconds before you guys have a buzz.
Okay, you know you got to go to get to five. All right, so tell me about this nasty word that the Swifties.
The worst word we'll ever hear.
It's actually not the most innocent Swiftie way to talk about this subject ever.
This is going to be the most Swiftie thing I've ever heard in my life.
No, okay. It's so anatomical that it's not even sexy. I think that's why it makes me uncomfortable, because it's not like, you know, a word, you know, that you'll use during spicy time. It's something you would learn about in health class.
You're really selling it, honey.
30 seconds.
That's the hardest time.
So if Taylor Swift has a song where she is like super spiced up, if she's like in the mood, if she is foaming out the mouth for somebody.
I did not even know she had that gear.
Rabies, no, or she horny?
Sexual rabies, okay.
If she is in the mood, Swifties call it.
Okay, let's go. It's about to get crazy. Okay. Keep warning. Here we go.
They call it an ovulation song.
I told you guys. Bert just walked away from the mic.
I don't know why this word makes me so uncomfortable.
Because you get horny during ovulation. So they're ovulation songs.
I got nothing.
The Bert Show.